These are the Barah Ministries announcements for January 14th, 2018. Happy birthday to Annie Grace Davis, January 14th. Yeah, give her a hand. I think she's 3 years old today. I think she was born in 2015, but this is the daughter of Brian Davis, one of my great friends and one of the great supporters of Barah Ministries. So, Brian, if you're listening, give Annie Grace a big kiss for all of us here at Barah Ministries. Happy birthday this coming week to Larry Collins. Deacon Larry Collins, he is 90 years old this year. Not quite. What are you really, 76?
Will be 79.
Oh, so in a couple of days, 79. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You are a baller. It is young. You're a baller. You got 25, 26 left, so let's do that. Mark your calendars. The deacons meeting coming up on January 18th from 1:45 p.m. to about 8 p.m., and we're going to be talking to Convergent, which is an organization that helps churches to get funded. And so we're going to be talking to them about our building, which we'd like to get in 3 years. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration is February 4th, and February 4th is the first Sunday in February instead of the second, where we usually have our Lord's Supper on the second Sunday, so we're going to have it on the first. And I just want a big project that is going to involve some international travel, and so I'm going to have to post some lessons on some Sunday because of international travel, so I apologize for that. But it can't be helped. I am working the schedule as best I can to minimize the number of those times it happens, but it is going to happen a few times. Mark your calendars, the homecoming for the non-resident congregation, April 27th to the 29th. And as you know, we're going to be joined by Pastor John Farley of Lighthouse Bible Church in Florida. So get your flights now while they're inexpensive. I just, by the way, line with that trip I was telling, these trips I'm going to be doing internationally, I just booked a trip to Shanghai for $1,000. So think about that for a second. I pay more of that for my U.S. flights. So it's kind of bizarre. But anyway, I consider that to be a great fair. This may be a time to get the great fairs. And then congratulations to Pastor Rory Clark on his ordination anniversary. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Elvis has left the building. So 10 years ago, a decade ago, I was ordained as a pastor. So that's an exciting thing for me. So I want to say a few words about that, if you don't mind. As many of you know, then yesterday was the 10th anniversary of my ordination as a pastor. Emily Goodall and Deacon Denny tried to confuse me by congratulating me earlier in the week. So much so that I had to go back to the calendar and find out what the date actually was when I was ordained. But Pastor John Farley led a group of men who laid on hands. That's what it's called when you're ordained. A group of men lay on hands in approval of your promotion to the office of pastor teacher. So I've been teaching the Word of God to willing and unwilling hearers since 1999 out of my house. And I've been ordained for a decade, so 2 decades of teaching the Word of God, 1 decade of being ordained to do so. And the Word of God has been foremost in my mind for quite a few years, probably 3 decades. What I'm proudest of as a pastor is the sacrifice. I'm privileged to have been hurt over and over again, very deeply, by the people closest to me on this journey, by those who claim to be my friends, hurt so much that I'm absolutely certain I know what's meant by whoever first quipped the expression, "You've never really been screwed until you've been screwed by a Christian." What I learned from the pressure is to take a punch. This week I went to a Northwestern basketball game in Chicago, and I ran into one of my assistant coaches when I was on the team, Coach Rich Falk. And that name won't mean anything to you, but I will tell you this. He was drafted by the Boston Celtics right after his senior year, and he made it to the final cut, and then he was cut, and the guy who was cut in favor of was a guy named John Havlicek. So if that puts it into perspective for you, this guy was an amazing basketball player, and I think he still holds the McGaw Hall record for the most points in a game. Well, he was smiling from ear to ear as he recalled the days when he was teaching me basketball. And one of the things he said is, I taught you how to take a punch. And he did. I didn't like to be fouled. So after 2 weeks of playing him one-on-one every day after practice, I came to expect that fouls were a nuisance to be expected every time I went up for a shot. Because every time I went up for a shot, he hit me as hard as he possibly could. And when I'd cry about it, he'd take the basketball and throw it in my face. He'd hit me in the head and say, take the ball and shut up. And after 2 weeks of that, every time somebody fouled me, I just brushed it off like a feather. Well, there's never a time when a pastor isn't taking a punch. And in a decade of taking punches, I have simply come to expect them as nuisances that occur in being a pastor, and I've come to expect to enjoy them. I took this job voluntarily, and I'm glad I did. I've made just about every mistake a person can make as a pastor, and I'm happy to report that I keep on making mistakes. And one of the biggest mistakes in being a pastor is being a personal pastor who is willing to mingle with the congregation, to take phone calls with the congregation, and to let the congregation see that I am a real person. And there have been several people who have come and gone in Barah Ministries, and many leave because they see the real person. And when they uncover my flaws, they sow division, they stab me in the back, and then they leave. And it's been my voluntary privilege to keep on getting up from each of those assaults and gently hum in my head the Elton John tune. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. The reason I'm so happy inside for these tribulations and insults and persecutions is that I know that they had to pass through the permissive will of my Lord and Savior, the sovereign God of the universe, Jesus Christ. And it is with gratitude and pleasure that I sacrifice for him and suffer for him in the ways that he allows. And what really makes the job of pastor sweet, though, is the loyal men and women who are the reason I am still standing. These are the people who have held me up through the years so that I could keep standing. You've held me up with your wallets. You've held me up with your unconditional love. You've held me up with your hands. You've held me up with your pep talks. And whatever it took to let me know that you were on my side and you weren't going anywhere. That's one of June's famous lines. Whenever the shit hits the fan in Barah Ministries, June comes up to me and she says, you know what? I say, what? I'm here and I ain't going anywhere. And I always say, wow, that's unfortunate. You wouldn't really believe if I told you of the tales of unconditional support that I get from so many in Barah Ministries. One of the things I've told people consistently is that I will always express my gift of pastor teacher. And I don't have to do it standing in front of a pulpit. I don't. I could sit in my house on Sunday, eating Cinnabons, listening to Kenny Rankin music, reading the Arizona Republic, and writing books and selling them, making a fortune from writing the books. But I choose not to do that. I choose to come here and to be with you, the people who have edified me over the years. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you. I want you to know that I'm not going to mention all of you by name, but I love you so much for being willing to love me back. I don't want to be admired. I want you to admire Christ reflected through me. I am who I am because of him, and that is not modesty. I am a nothing that he has made into something. I am pleased to share in his afflictions. I am happy to be a whosoever pastor who has been trained to overlook the faults of others and to see no man according to the flesh. And I don't believe you heard that, so I'm going to say that again. I have been trained to overlook the faults of others and to see no man according to the flesh. I don't care what your faults are. I don't have time to see them. I'm too busy looking at my own. I don't have time to see your faults. I don't want to be thanked. It is my privilege to share my selfish passion to know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the study of his word and to share what I'm learning with you. In heaven, I will get to present many of you to the Lord, complete in Christ. And that's a big wow for me. And so from the bottom of my heart, I thank those of you who have stuck around through thick and thin. I know it's important for you to serve the Lord, but you've been chosen to serve me as well, and you have decided to hang in there. to offer me the components of a great relationship and a great marriage. And so I may have not been successful in the matrimonial realm of marriage, but my marriage to you has worked out tremendously well and totally in my favor. And the fact that you love me is not at all lost on me, and I can totally distinguish between someone who loves me and someone who doesn't. And though those of you who love me may do a lot of the things that trigger the pain of relationships that have gone bad, I will not let that scar me in a way that I will not notice you. I appreciate you so much. I'm confident that he who began a good work in us will continue to perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. And I thank you for the indescribable gift of you, your presence here, your love for me, your love for the Lord mostly. Thank you so much. I don't know whether you're supposed to clap at the end of that, but it just seemed like you should. So anyway, a new home for Barat Ministries targeting January 8th, 2021. So I guess I got to change that to the 13th, unless the 8th is a Sunday and the 13th isn't. So we'll figure that one out. So those are the Barat Ministries announcements for January 14th, 2018.